Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you tired of the typical libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh? Introducing Lyrics.com. The music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.
How about that? That is an amazing intro. What a wonderful song with a really, really special vibe. And we got the author and the artist, Tamar Afek, with us. Hi, Tamar. How
is it? Nice. You pronounced it really well, I must say.
Thank you. My name. Awesome. Your music is incredible. We're listening to Drive. Does this belong to your most recent album?
Yes, it does. It's one of my favorite songs of the album for sure.
It's wonderful, wonderful. So All Bets Are Off by Tamar Afek. And please introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a musician, a guitar player and a piano player. And I also produced my last album. And I live in Tel Aviv in Israel. And during the last years, I've toured. I had many tours in Europe, and I toured the States a little bit. So, that's about it.
that is really, really interesting. So, all right. I know you are really, really glad about the participations in the recording and the making of your record, All Bets Are Off. Why don't you tell us who helped you, who participated on this?
Well, the album was recorded, the album is a combination of two sessions I've made with two different rhythm sections. One session was in Amsterdam, which I recorded with the bass player Asaf Rachimov and drummer Yoad Korach. And the other session was recorded, the main session was recorded in Deftone Records in Brooklyn. And the bass player is Uri Kutner and the drummer is Yuval Garin. And the whole album was mixed by Daniel Schlett at Strange Weather Studio in Williamsburg. And Greg Calbi, which is a legend, mastered the album. There were also some other guest musicians like Benno Hendler and Ofer Koren, which overdubbed some musical instruments afterwards. And I combined everything together and edited it. And it's a very Tel Aviv album, I would say. Many musicians from Tel Aviv played on this record, so it's nice.
It is absolutely. I mean, the collaborations and how you drove them together and were able to. So let me clarify this. So you took all that material, and then it was you who were like mixing it up or selecting it explain that part a little bit more.
Well, I knew that I wanted the basic of the tracks to be to be based on the rhythm section, on the bass and drums. And I knew I wanted to work up from there. So although some tracks I played guitar together, first of all, I'm a guitar player. But I felt that, when I play guitar, sometimes I take control all over the song. If I will play guitar all the time, if I play as a guitar player, I will just you will just hear guitar. So from a producing point of view, I realized that I want to focus more on the rhythm section and have the guitar parts in specific areas and not all over the place. And once I did that, I had a lot of space in the songs, which I could play with either by for example, in a song like Show Me Your Pretty Side, I had a lot of space. So I went to this saxophone player in Israel called Yotam, which, overdubbed saxophone. And then I edited that. And if I wanted, if I was missing some keys somewhere, so I went to my friend Shailanda, which is a great keyboardist in Israel. And I just overdubbed them all. And afterwards I edited it so it would sound like a live band, meaning that the listener wouldn't necessarily know, when each instrument was recorded, to try and give it a more of a live sense. But also, since the basic tracks were constituted mostly of bass and drums, so I had a lot of place to play with editing it, like a song, for example, in a song like Crossbow, I found myself playing with a drums track and starting to edit it and create new layers of drums, which filled the space in an exciting way for me. So the main thing that gave me a lot of freedom is that the basic tracks were mostly bass and drums, and then it gave me a lot of freedom in the production of the whole album.
That's so brilliant what you did, and so difficult, because you kind of removed yourself almost entirely from the process to reappear at a later point, and really, how you say, like, summon all that influence from your collaborator, from the people you trusted. It's amazing. It's a wonderful story.
Thank you. Yeah, when you say it like that, it sounds very poetic. Exactly. Yes, I removed myself in order to appear later, for sure.
It is really, really, really. The results are tremendous. I really like this drive. How do you say? It's ethereal. It's really embracing. It has a vibe. Like, how would you describe your music?
Well, I think also one of the things that makes Drive very exciting is the mixing process of Daniel Schlett. I feel also our collaboration was so great in the sense that because the song was kind of minimal, it had a lot of freedom to experiment with all kinds of mixing techniques, which I think Daniel did brilliantly, and he really has he's really a magician concerning sound, so I attribute a lot of the excitement in this song to his mixing. When you ask me how I describe my music, in this album specifically, I really wanted to try and do the indescribable, right? Like the songs kind of differ from each other. Sometimes one might think that they don't necessarily belong in the same album. If you compare Drive to Crossbow, there is a distance between these songs, and I think for me it was all about trying to create this album the same way you try and create a movie, in the sense that the listener goes from one state of mind to another, from one genre to another. The songs are supposed, you know, I'm influenced by a lot of music. I'm influenced by bands like Fugazi and the Jesus Lizard, but on the other hand, I'm influenced by Miles Davis and Lee Hazelwood. And I try and bring all of my inspirations, to combine all my inspirations in the songs, so and not limitate myself to one genre.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So at the end of the day, I just hear a lot of music. I try to hear as many as I can, and I bring all that to the table. And I guess it's up for you to describe it. You know, that's where I let go of it and let other people describe it.
I love it. It is amazing. I really liked the part. I was aiming for the indescribable. That's it's awesome. Yeah, just let it happen and let the audience decide. I really like your approach. So from now on, what are your plans? What are you doing? Are you playing live? What's your activities right at the moment?
Well, actually, you caught me just in a special time, because I just finished recording my next album.
Amazing.
Daniel Schlett, who mixed the album before, came especially to Tel Aviv to record us here. And it's still, there is still a long process till the album will be finished, but I'm very excited that we recorded the main job is behind us, the main work. And the next thing is me and my band, we're going to tour Canada in September.
Okay.
And we have tours planned for next year, right now in Europe. And I hope that we are starting to build plans to come to the States. So I hope it will happen during 2023, at least.
Awesome. Yeah. We wish you that everything goes along and you finally are able to do it. Absolutely. In terms of touring around Europe, how would you describe it? You know, like, what is peculiar about it? What's different, or, something that you happen to like?
Well, to tell you the truth, my last tour was a couple of months ago. We were touring for about 3 weeks. We had some shows with Viagra Boys. You know them?
I don't, but
the band?
I'm going to look it up.
Oh, yep. You should. I think you will love them. They're a great band.
Okay. Noted.
And I was just sitting with the manager of the Agra Boys. We were sitting and talking about how this tour felt so different from the other tours, because it was during one of the pandemic's waves, and it wasn't that long ago, and it was definitely a different experience than before. I mean, we played our shows, and there was a curfew at around 11, and that's it. And you know, normally in Europe, and normally while touring, you know, it's a big party after the show. You know, whether you hang out with the crowd, or you hang out, or the band hangs out, or I mean, it's a big part of the tour. So after my last tour, I need to remember how it was before. I mean, I'm pretty excited to go again in a couple of months. I'm sure now it's better. But, you know, the normal tours I used to have were before the pandemic. So I kind of need to remember how it felt like. I mean, for sure, after the shows, you know, the crowd, either it was in the merch, even if it was like in the merch table or just the crowd, you know, normally they would, you know, be much closer to us, be much closer to each other. And now there's this kind of distance that started happening after the pandemic. And I feel people spent, you know, in the last couple of years listening more to music on Spotify or online and spent less time in shows. So I think there is a change or a shifting in the relationship between the artist and the crowd concerning the live shows and touring, which is still a process that we need to understand.
Okay, what do you think is the part of artists in that process? And in the second part of the question is, where do you think it's gonna go to?
Can you maybe explain more the first question? I mean, what do you think? What is the artist's role in this period of time when?
Yes.
Well, you know, I think for many artists, the pandemic, you know, it had its negative effect, of course, you know, the financial effect, which was negative. But I feel for some artists, there was this positive effect of having the pressure of performing and promoting. There was less pressure on that, because I think every artist today, you know, has to put some effort and some energy in promoting oneself, and it could be very tiring. So once that burden was lifted, I think it gave artists a little bit of you know, it had this kind of relief of realizing that all you can do is concentrate on your music and putting all your energy on that. And I think that, you know, in times where artists can't, we still don't know where this pandemic is going, right? I mean, right now it seems better, but it's still a question. So I think, you know, we are musicians. What we do is music. We concentrate on that. That's our job. That's where our energy goes. And that's our role. You know, it's not that sophisticated. That's what we are supposed to do. You know, when I take a guitar and play a guitar, it's political just because I'm playing the guitar. That's the thing I know how to do, and that's my essence as a musician, and that's my job. And as for your question, where is it going? I think that, you know, if people are, I think people do spend more time in listening to albums and listening to the music, and not necessarily just going to the shows. I think it's actually a positive thing in some ways, because it brings the focus back to the music, right? And you know, for artists, you know, Frank Zappa, I remember once he had this interview on MTV. It's a funny interview where he says that he hates music videos and he doesn't understand why we need music videos. And, you know, he's speaking on MTV saying that. And he says that, you know, music videos have nothing to do with the music. It's just a way to help people listen to music or something like that. And he says it like in a really joking and a mean way. I mean, at the end of the day, I think we as musicians, the thing we want most is that people will listen to our music, and it's an audible experience, right? Like at the end of the day, I do my music because I want someone to listen to it on his headphones and concentrate on the music. And I feel the live show sometimes is, you know, we do it for many reasons. Sometimes it's a really good opportunity to test your music on the audience, to see what works and what works less, what works more. It's fun because you can involve the audience in your creative process and learn from it. But I think that at the end of the day, performing live is meant to bring you and your audience closer, let them, give them an opportunity to see you, to know you better. And obviously the social media is kind of replacing it, or it's another channel that enables the audience to know the musician more. But I do think that if it's going to a place where people will listen more to the music itself, then it's a good place. You know, life is complicated. There are always ups and downs, and you need to navigate between different scenarios. And every day is a new day. And I think that whatever happens, there are always as long as you look at what's happening with an open mind and allow your creativity to navigate you, then you can find your place and make the best of it.
That is an amazing, it's an amazing thought. It's definitely true. Wow. All right. So
I'm glad you agree.
Yeah. So okay, Tamar Afek, a lot to dive into. Really, really thoughtful mind. So Tamar, if you could design your perfect future, can you tell us? Can you describe it for us? What do you think it might be?
My personal perfect future.
For your in general, but for your career and your musicianship.
Well, it's a good question. It's a good question. I hope that you know, there are many developments, technological developments happening really, really fast. You know, I recorded my last album in Daptone. I recorded it analog, but I edited it on Pro Tools, which is a digital platform. And during the pandemic, I found myself really getting into Ableton, which is, you know, a DAW that people use mostly for electronic music or hip hop music. And I really fell in love with that, with this program. And I think I hope for myself that you know, I will stay in touch with the technological developments, and keep doing music and not being afraid from these developments. You know, I'm reading about all these kinds of developments of algorithms doing music, and the world is definitely going to a new place concerning music, and everything else, of course. But and I think it could be a good thing if you know how to use it and not be afraid of it. And so I hope that I will you know, stay in touch with the technological development, but still remember and combine my music with the live playing with people, because I think at the end of the day, nothing beats a bunch of people getting into a room and playing music together. And whatever developments and whatever is coming, I don't think that it will stop it, and it shouldn't stop it. And I hope we can combine it, you know, and not forget the essence of the live playing of people together.
People together, you got it. Okay, Tamar, so if you had an advice for your younger self, what would it be?
That's a good question. Maybe my advice would be to allow myself to cooperate more with people, because I have a tendency of doing everything myself. But, you know, once you organize the things you need to do, and you develop a consciousness of your workflow, having people assist you is a good thing. And I would my advice would be to do it more.
Excellent. And I can't but think that you already started doing that, based on the story you told us about the latest record that you made.
Yes, but even more. I think I hope that I will cooperate more with producers and musicians. You know, less musicians that work with me on the album, but rather other musicians, maybe working on songs together. You know, stuff like that. I think I hope that in the next couple of years I will do that more.
Excellent. Okay, so thank you so much. It's been an actual fantastic pleasure to have you on. I think you're definitely a brilliant artist and a very thoughtful person. And
thank really you so much.
Absolutely, really happy, really, really happy to have you. So really, all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for doing this with me. I'm really happy.
Okay, so we're gonna enjoy a little bit more of Drive. Let's go ahead.
Cool.
Of the typical libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh. Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.